Last week on JarryPark.com, we invited Ryan Harkness, a.k.a. Fight Linker, to discuss his challenge to Sam Kaplan of 5OuncesOfPain.com, ProElite.com, CBSSports.com to an MMA fight sometime in 2008. So it only made sense to reach out to the man himself, Sam Kaplan, to get some response and find out how he's feeling about this whole challenge. You know, what's going through his mind and whatnot. So first off, I want to thank Sam for taking the time to talk to me about all this stuff. And Sam, you know, the challenge was made public last week, and we had heard, you know, from talking off the record to Ryan that this was something that he was thinking about for a little bit of time. When you first heard about it, what went through your mind?
Well, I think Ryan's portrayal of the genesis of this potential match last week is pretty much accurate. I mean, he had emailed me a couple times and just said, yeah, we should do a fight. We should do a fight. And, you know, I didn't really take it seriously. I didn't know how to react. I mean, Ryan is a good guy and all, but, you know, his site, you know, a lot of what he does is tongue-in-cheek. So sometimes it's hard to, decipher fact from fiction when it comes to fightlinker.com. So I didn't take him seriously at first, but he was very persistent with it. And then when he made that, public challenge and kind of backed me into the corner, I kind of realized, all right, this guy isn't joking. He is dead serious about this.
So, I mean, the obvious question to me is, here's a guy who, from what I can tell, he trains, he does jiu-jitsu, but hasn't had no formal MMA experience in terms of a professional or even an amateur fight. And you've had a couple of fights under your belt, nothing huge, nothing on the big scene, but still, you know, you've been going at this for a while now. In the back of your mind, are you wondering, you know, why me? Why is this guy calling me out?
Yeah, I kind of took it a little personally, to be honest with you. I know that Ryan is probably looking at this as a way to call attention to his site and to get his name out there and get FightLinker.com out there. You know, a lot of the blogs, like, you know, 5OuncesOfPain.com and FightLinker.com, and we don't have big advertising budgets, so we got to get creative in how we can promote our sites. And I think Ryan's come up with a very unique and creative idea. But, you know, I think the reason why he's also issued this challenge is because he believes he can beat me. If Ryan didn't think that there was a shot that he could do well against me, if he, you know, thought he was going to, you know, get hurt in this fight, I don't think he would have chosen me as the first guy to call out, you know, in his little potential tour of, you know, fights against bloggers. So, you know, I do take it personally. You know, I know he has seen my fights on YouTube, that they weren't anything special. You know, I looked pretty horrible in a couple of them, in fact. So my feeling is he's probably seen those fights, and, you know, he thinks he can, you know, get one over on me. So it's kind of interesting as to why, out of all the bloggers he could have called out, he picked, you know, 5OuncesOfPain.com.
So you feel a little slighted by the fact. I mean, this is sort of, in some ways he's sort of complimenting you by going after the big dog on the scene, but in other ways he's...
I don't know if he's going after the big dog. I mean, if he wanted to start at the top as far as calling out, you know, bloggers that trained, you know, the first guy you would go after is Luke Thomas with BloodyElbow.com. So to me, I think he probably sees some vulnerability in my game that he thinks he can expose. And, you know, it's going to be interesting to see how things work out if we're able to get this thing signed and officially in motion.
And so how about that? Is there any news? I mean, when we spoke to him last week, he didn't really have much to say in terms of, I mean, he mentioned that there are a couple of promoters, maybe on the Northeast, that were interested in it. But is there anything new to report on that front?
I mean, a lot of people have called me and sent me emails like, is this thing definitely going to happen? And I can't 100% guarantee you that this match is definitely going to take place. I can only tell you that Ryan and I are both committed to making it happen. You know, but in order for it to happen, I mean, we need a promoter, and then we need to get approved by a commission. So there's a lot of red tape to go over before we can really say, hey, this is 100% going to happen. Here's the date. Here's the time. You know, here's the place. So, you know, because, you know, I'm not really interested in doing this, you know, in a back alley on YouTube. You know, if we're going to do this, I do want to do it right. I don't want to try to skirt any kind of commission. I don't want to do this, you know, underground or illegally, especially if it's going to be documented. A lot of people would get in trouble if we went that route.
Have you contacted any commissions about getting this fight sanctioned?
I have not contacted commissions. I've been contacted by a promoter, and I've had a long email exchange with that promoter who expressed to me that he's definitely serious about doing this. So, you know, we're going to have to sit down with him at one point and really go over more details and see if it's the right fit for us.
Are you able to talk about who, in fact, this promoter is?
I think I can talk about it because he actually mentioned something publicly on 5OunceOfPain.com. His name's Ed Sue. He runs the Combat in the Cage promotion, which is based out of New Jersey right now. You know, I know he has aspirations of also promoting in Pennsylvania once MMA, the legislation is written for PA. So, I mean, you know, I don't think I'm, you know, breaking any huge news there. You know, he did express the interest publicly, and he, you know, I talked to him privately as well, and he is definitely serious about, you know, he wants to make the match. So, I mean, but, you know, we haven't really sat down and talked any kind of business details with him.
I thought you were giving me the exclusive on where the fight was going to happen, but I guess that's been known for a bit now. Wanted to ask you about some of the comments that Ryan made, you know, making fun of your appearance and whatnot, and saying that, you know, by looking at your photo on your Pro Elite blog, that this is clearly not a guy that, you know, I'm sort of paraphrasing here, but that he's not very afraid of if he would have to go toe-to-toe with you in a ring or a cage. What do you make of all that? Is that just a part of all the, you know, the trash talking that's going to go into building up this fight?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's probably just hyperbole on Ryan's part, but Ryan's, you know, always critical of people's appearance, you know, and it's kind of hypocritical on his part because, you know, how many, you know, pictures or images we've been able to see of, you know, Ryan Harkness, you know, they've been few and far between. So, you know, he's always passing judgment on everyone else. But, you know, if this guy's so pretty, if he's got it so together, let's see, you know, let's see what he looks like, you know.
Did you happen to catch his video that he posted online this weekend? Because I think that was like the first time where you were able actually to see him.
Yeah, I think that was the first time I was able to see him. He looks, you know, looks like a big dude. He's got some pretty big arms there, so he looks like he might be a heavy-handed guy. So, but you know, still, you can't really judge anything by appearance. You know, if you go around judging people by their appearance, then you're gonna make some huge mistakes and some, you know, huge errors there. I mean, look at some of the top fighters in MMA, guys that are, you know, maybe at 145 and 155 pounds, guys that don't look overly intimidated, but if you were to get into an altercation with them, chances are they would, you know, they would hurt you pretty bad. So, you know, I think, you know, I'd like to think that, you know, society has passed the point of judging people by their appearance, but I guess there's still people that want to make those, you know, want to make those judgments.
You know, last week when we spoke to Ryan, he mentioned that he would be interested in fighting this particular bout at 185 pounds. Is that a weight that you would feel comfortable at?
Yeah, I mean, that's the weight I've competed at in the past. My best fighting weight probably would be 170, but I would need to train 6 days a week for that. And, you know, I have a few jobs, I have a family, so I can't really, you know, stop everything and just, you know, focus completely on fighting. But 185 is a weight that I'll definitely be able to make. I'll probably actually come in under 185. If, you know, if I do my training properly, it's a weight, you know, I should be able to not only meet, but also weigh in below that.
When we were sort of setting up this whole interview last week, I believe it was on a Friday night, and you mentioned something, you know, quite telling to me when I asked you, you know, are you actually serious about all this? And you said, it's a Friday night and I'm training at the gym. I mean, what have you done in the last week or so starting to get the ball rolling in terms of training, nutrition, or anything in that respect to get ready for a potential bout in a few months?
Well, I went out Friday afternoon, bought a lot of organic food, and Nick Diaz is right. Organic food is pretty damn expensive. So I dropped a lot of money on some food so I can start a diet, start losing weight the right way instead of trying to have to sweat it all off in a sauna, you know, a day or two before the fight. And I, you know, I've gone back into training. I went back Friday, trained Saturday. It looks like I'm going to go back in tonight. So, I mean, for a while, I'd only been training once or twice a month because of my schedule. And now I'm trying to find ways to make more time so I can go back and slowly get in shape before I ramp things up.
Have any of your employers, Pro Elite, CBSSports.com, have they mentioned anything where they might have said, you know, we don't really feel comfortable with you, a guy who is, you know, paid to write for us to get involved in a fight like this, you know, for whatever reason? Have they mentioned anything like that?
No company has weighed in officially, but I've heard directly from people that I work with on a daily basis at, you know, at a couple of the companies that I do work for, and even a couple phone calls, and, you know, the response is, you know, kick that guy's ass, you know, kick Fight Linker's ass. We don't like him, this is a really cool thing. So far, the feedback has been positive, but I've not heard from, you know, the main decision makers at any of the companies one way or the other.
Has Pro Elite, I mean, they air a lot of fights on their website. Have they mentioned anything about possibly showing this fight on ProElite.com?
I can't really, I don't know if they would want me to get into details about that, but I think if, you know, I think you can read between the lines by me trying to be vague with that answer. That should tell you that there's at least maybe some minimal interest there.
And what kind of time frame are we looking at here? I mean, is this looking to be maybe a springtime bout? I know everything's very much up in the air, but summertime, spring, maybe in a couple of months. So in your mind, when would you think this fight would take place?
I think Ryan said during the interview last week that May was a possibility. He, you know, we talked privately as well. He mentioned June as a possibility as well. So I would say late spring, possibly the May or June period. You know, I think he wants some additional time to train. I know I would love some additional time to train and get into shape here. So, I mean, that I think that's what we're targeting right now. We'll have to see, though, you know, in the end how everything works out.
You know, if you look at the MMA blogging landscape, a lot of the sites sort of come at you with the same type of voice. I mean, very straight news sites, not a lot of, you know, humor involved. But Fightlinker has kind of created his own little niche where, you know, he calls people out. He likes to make fun of fighters, use profanities, whatever. What do you make of Ryan and Fightlinker.com? I mean, aside of, you know, everything that's gone down in the last week or so with him calling you out and, you know, being critical of your appearance and whatnot. What are your impressions of him and his site?
Well, I mean, it's a blog that I go to every day. I think it's one of the best blogs out there. You know, some of the stuff that he does, I think, is a little over the top. But, you know, I think people, though, might be taking it a little too seriously. I mean, it reminds me of sort of, I'm a big Howard Stern fan. It reminds me of how people really reacted to Howard Stern when he first came into the onto the scene. And it's like, you know, they don't realize a lot of what, you know, Howard Stern does, and I think what a lot of what Ryan does is just pure comedy. It's meant to entertain. It's meant to make people laugh, and to really get, you know, too excited by it or to, you know, get too offended by it, it's just kind of crazy because, you know, Ryan even makes fun of himself. So, I mean, you know, he's very self-deprecating at times. You know, he's not taking things too seriously, and I think a lot of people are taking what he puts out there a little too seriously as well, but I think it's a great blog. Again, I check it out every day. I think Ryan is a very good writer, in fact. I think his writing is very underrated. I think a lot of people, you know, they focus on his humor, which is excellent, but I think if you look at his prose and his technical writing and his sentence structure, it's very excellent. So, you know, I think Ryan does a good job there. You know, I think I do think he takes it too far at times. There's certain things that, you know, he covers and certain things he addresses in certain ways that I would never touch. It's just, you know, not only from a professional standpoint, but just personally, it's not the way I, you know, deal with people on a daily basis. But, you know, that's just the way he is. That's the way he does it. And people don't like his site. They shouldn't read it. But I think a lot of people who get offended, you know, probably read his site the most.
Yeah, it's exactly the Howard Stern situation where, you know, the more he pisses you off, the more you just seem to can't get enough of him in terms of being a reader. Wanted to ask you about what he mentioned last week in terms of making some YouTube videos, stealing a page out of the Frank Shamrock school of promoting a fight. Is that something that you would perhaps be interested in putting out there as well, or are you just going to sit back and wait to see what he comes up with?
I'm probably going to leave that to Ryan. Ryan, you know, he's the entertainer. He has the vision of certain things, so I'm going to leave that to him. That's just, you know, YouTube videos, that's not my style.
Ryan mentioned that, you know, after, you know, finishing up you, he'll probably go on to fight other bloggers. He says he has a hit list of other guys he's going to be going up against. I mean,
that's, you know, sorry to cut you off there. That's part of my motivation for wanting to do this fight, because it's kind of scary to think that he has plans to do more than one fight, because, quite frankly, who really wants to see bloggers fight? I mean, you know, Ryan and I, we're not professionals. We're amateurs at best. I would call us hacks. I'm surprised that there's even anyone interested in seeing the both of us fight. And, you know, I really don't think it's good for the sport if this thing becomes a regular deal. So my hope is that I'll be able to go in there and kind of shut this whole thing down before it even gets started. The idea that he wants to create a belt is also kind of troubling and scary. I think it's kind of disrespectful to a lot of the fighters out there. I hope he doesn't have one made and brings it backstage, because I can tell you, if professional fighters see a couple of hacks running around backstage with a, you know, a title, that you know, they might be they might want to kick our ass for that. So, I mean, if he does bring it, and if I'm able to win the fight, I'll take that title and throw it in the trash.
You know, you've been very complimentary of Ryan. I mean, looking to take the high road. But last week when you first publicly responded to his challenge, you took a couple of jabs at him in terms of what you heard of his behavior in Cincinnati, being afraid of the scene over there. And I mean, not I am Canadian, but you didn't rip on Canadians in general, just sort of maybe his backbone. I mean, was that just part of it? Was that just you kind of blowing off some steam and trying to dig back at him?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of that was just tongue in cheek. Although I just kind of thought it was kind of funny that he spent so much time on his Low Blow show, and you know, during his blog entries when he made that trip down there for the Columbus show, you know, I mean, it was funny, you know, the way he did it, but it was just kind of funny that he was, or just kind of strange that he was that, you know, felt that concerned for his safety when he was in Cincinnati.
All right, so you guys, you know, you finally get into the cage or the ring. Oh, actually, would you rather this be in a cage or a ring?
I prefer a cage. I just think from a fighting standpoint, it's much easier. The action, you know, it moves much quicker. You know, you can use the ropes to kind of stall or kind of tie things up or kind of get, you know, a restart going. Where the cage, I mean, the action's much more fluid. I mean, I've competed in a ring and a cage, and I just find the cage much, much better.
Okay, so you guys are in a cage, and generally I hate this question, but I feel like I gotta ask it. You know, how do you see a fight against Ryan Harkness, you know, going down?
I have no idea because I've never, you know, I haven't even talked to this guy on the phone, let alone really seen a, you know, a solid picture of him. I really don't know what he looks like too much. You know, I don't really know much about him. I don't know what kind of training he's doing. He said he's done grappling since this past spring, but I don't know what caliber. I don't know who he's training with, how often he's training. You know, I don't know anything about this guy too much. You know, I know he has told me that he was a, you know, a distance runner in high school, so my assumption is he's going to have very good cardio, good stamina. But other than that, it's really an open book. I'm going to have to prepare for everything for this fight.
Are you going to try to seek out any type of footage of him, training, sparring, anything? Or are you guys going to maybe meet up before just so you can have a visual? I mean, you hardly ever hear of someone who's never seen his opponent. I mean, a picture, let alone in person. Is that something you'd be interested in, or is that kind of part of this whole deal? I mean, it is a blogger fight, so I guess.
Well, I mean, if he puts anything out now, it could be very deceptive, so I don't know how helpful it would be. Plus, if he's very young in his training, if he hasn't done much, you know, prior to last spring, you know, what I would see of him this month could be completely different the next month and the month after. I mean, you know, he's going to go through, if he works hard at this, he's going to, you know, possibly improve very rapidly. So who knows what the final product will be once the fight actually goes off.
All right, so you know, final question or comments. Ryan is probably going to be hearing this in you know, a few hours. If you can speak to him directly, I mean, you said you haven't spoken to him on the phone. So what would you like to say to Ryan, you know, in person, in words, not through the computer screen about this challenge and everything that's sure to go down in just a few months?
Well, one thing I did want to address before the interview was over, I wanted to talk about his, you know, and he's done it many times before, his labeling me of a sellout, which kind of, you know, I really take issue with that because, you know, a lot, and a couple other bloggers have said that as well. The thing is, though, with a lot of bloggers, they're not full-time writers, which is fine, but they have occupations, they have other vocations. For me, I'm a professional writer. This is what I do full-time, and if I'm not getting paid to write, I don't eat. Not to mention, you know, the insinuation that I sold out. You know, no one forced me to, you know, accept any of the offers that I have. Not to mention, I've had a lot of offers that I have turned down. And, you know, the companies I work for, I'm very happy to be working for them. I'm happy to be working with CBSSports.com, Fight Magazine, and also ProElite.com. You know, I mean, these are, you know, good people behind these companies. I'm comfortable with them. I enjoy the work that I do. I believe in it. So, you know, I'm not sure where, you know, where he gets this sellout from. I mean, if that's his perception, if that's other people's perceptions, that's fine, but I'm not going to, you know, dictate my life and the decisions I make based on the perceptions of others.
Yeah, absolutely. I couldn't agree with you more. And I think afterwards in our interview, he even mentioned that, you know, when push comes to shove, he would have done the same thing. So, he did. He was quite critical of you when you know, signed with ProElite.com. But I think deep down inside, he probably would have done the same move as you.
Well, I mean, you know, it's hard to say. You know, not a lot of people have gotten the opportunities that I have. I mean, it's very hard to be a writer, especially a sports writer, and make a full-time living doing something you enjoy. I've been given those opportunities, so I mean, I'm very, very blessed. I know that, and you know, it's not every day you get. You know, a lot of people in this life do not get to do, you know, they don't get to earn a living doing what they enjoy most. And you know, I have that opportunity. I'm very thankful of that.
Sam Kaplan, thank you so much. Good luck with the training and with all the negotiations that are sure to come in the next few months. And whenever something big breaks, come back to Jerry Park and let us know about it.
Absolutely, Ariel.